listeners, this is Nigeria Anderson of UrbanBuzzMag.com. I have Miss Golden Brooks on the line with me from Hollywood Divas, and we're going to have a real serious talk about the reality show drama and the good, the bad, and the ugly. I'm so honored to have someone who will be transparent. You know, not everybody can just be a key player, but I thank Golden Brooks for coming on and sharing. Golden Brooks, say hello.
Hello. This has been probably one of, you know, it's the shortest season, but it definitely was the most dramatic and tea, as the reality people like to say, the most tea-filled season. You know, you look at reality TV, there's no way you can go into reality TV and not showcase all of what's going on in your world, in your work life, especially on a show that's called Hollywood Divas, which is about the day in the life of black women in Hollywood. And our ups and our downs. So made a commitment to myself and to my fans that, you know, this is what it is, and the good, the bad, and the ugly.
There's a lot of good and bad that comes with reality TV, stigmas, social rants, personal attacks, character assassination. How do you deal with that aspect of, you know, you're a quality actress and you have a family and now you're doing Hollywood Divas? What is your response to that?
You know, the thing is, and there are a lot of stereotypes out there. And stereotypes are opinions based on things then taken out of context. And my goal, who I am as Golden Brooks, not just Golden as Maya. You know, Golden is oh, hell no, you know. Right. And knowing I wanted to launch my polo line and all of that. And you can use reality for good, good in regards to branding. You can also use reality as good for helping those young girls out there that are trying to do what you're trying to do. Or he say, she say, just manifest in social media where you're trying to fight these demons. Yeah, end of the day, that's going to happen. Speak my truth, that's all that matters. No matter what you do, there's always going to be someone out there that's going to try and tear you down and make their opinion. Can't control what comes out of someone else's mouth. But, you know, it is reality is a tough medium. You have to be strong. You have to stay level-headed. It's one of the reasons why I wanted my mother on the show this season, because, you know, I went through something that was tough. But I knew that they was going to go in on me. I knew it, because that's the nature, you know.
You're absolutely right about that. And you mentioned the positive side where you can use reality TV for a benefit. So let's talk about your pillow line, which is excellent.
Tube design has been something I've always loved. Always decorating and doing things with our house. And no matter what we lived, if we lived in an apartment, it was a flyest apartment. If it was, you know, a huge house, we moved around a lot growing up. But one thing my mother always did was she kept wherever we lived beautiful. And so I think I just inherited a little bit of that, and I've always just loved home decor. And so it's been something that's always been close to my heart. And my friends always tease me, like Jill would always be like, oh, did you redecorate again? You know, from girlfriends, Tony. She was always making fun of me. It's just something that I love. And it's one thing Tracy and I always had in common. We were all designing and decorating. And so doing this, the pillow candle line, which is second nature for me, and it's one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to do Holiday Divas is because I wanted people to see that you don't have to just do one thing. You know, there's several things we can do. And whatever your passion is, that make it happen. And Divas gave me the opportunity and the platform to launch it on the show. So I'll always be very grateful to them for that.
That's excellent that you had that kind of inspiration and idea and used the platform to benefit, because I tell you, advertising dollars is a bit much. At least at the end of the day, something positive will have resulted from you being on a reality show television program. Tell us about that and the importance of having something else, that outside interest that also brings in income.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, I'm never going to sit here and promote myself like I'm the busiest black actress. I mean, I am not Halle Berry, and I'm never supposed to be, so my phone, it rings, you know, but I'm not going to say I'm all booked up, you know, 2017, because I'm not.
Right.
So I'm really clear about where I am and what I'm doing, and when you have your mind set on being one thing, you know, my mind was always set, okay, actress, actress, actress. But you know, I've been very fortunate and very blessed. But at the same time, I always want to feel like I have whether it's supplemental creative projects, supplemental income, whatever that is. And you have to really have some time management and figure out how much time can I spend off spring project aside from my main goal, you know, whatever that is. For me, of course, it's acting. When I'm not doing that, I'm fostering. I'm really, you know, getting my ducks in a row for the pillow line. And it's really about, you know, just the time management. And I know, okay, if I have 4 auditions this week, then I know Friday at 2 o'clock from 2 to about 8 o'clock at 8. I'm going to make some phone calls going on meetings that have to do with the Golden Collection. And that's kind of how I manage my time with that. Whenever I'm not doing the acting or busy with that, putting in energy. So I don't have a great investor, you know, Mickey Perrell, who you saw on the show last season. And I have a good team of people that are around me.
Do you have any secrets to tell us about next season?
Oh, girl, I don't know, child. I have no idea. The drama continues. It never stops. You know what I mean? It just continues on.
Golden, there's so much substance to you. Tell us about the nonprofit organization you started promoting poetry. You're doing a lot, and I just want to let people know you're more than just a reality celebrity or star, but that you're really making a real difference in the community, which that is what counts, and that's why we say we're key players speak.
Yeah, I mean, the business of acting, and it can be very narcissistic in terms of me, when I get a product, did I get this, did I get that job? And I just, you know, there's so much that we as women need to say, and young girls. I am in the process of getting all this together, starting a nonprofit organization called Poetry for Hire. And this is something where I go into school, because, you know, poetry and the arts, all that, they're being sucked out of the school. And our young girls are getting pregnant at much younger ages now, hanging out with the wrong crowd, bullying, and all of this just stems from unused energy, not having an outlet. And when you have an outlet, writing is the easiest thing. It's soccer is good, sports are good, but when you pick up a pen and you get a paper on your laptop or whatever, and you journal and you're putting those feelings down, that is the biggest outlet you can ever have. You know, mental relief, psychological relief is probably one of the biggest things that's missing in that prepubescent upbringing today for young girls, and especially when they're going through puberty and all of that. I mean, it's important to be able to write these things down. You know, I want to create a summit at some point where young girls come to this 2-week summit and they stay there, and every day you just workshop poems, and you can get up and perform your poems, and you look at other people's poems, and you just talk about them, talk about your feelings and your emotions. And so that's something that's really close to my heart, and I think young girls need that. I'm raising a little girl. She's 6. Well, she's going to be 7. But we write every single night, and we talk about our feelings and how she feels. And that way, there's just nothing missing. You know, you always want to feel like you're getting to the root of everything. So that's what I'm working on right now.
Golden, I think that's awesome, because a lot of times people just really need a time and place and space to just express themselves, and writing, it does well, because it's like it doesn't talk back, and you really get to just say what you feel. And that exercise you're doing with your daughter, writing with her every night, is just terrific. But tell us how you balance it all.
At the end of the day, and you know, especially with her dad, Phoebe Woodside, who's an amazing father, and he's working right now on the show. And he's in Canada. So right now, you know, it's all mommy. But we, at the end of the day, we talk to daddy, and then we, you know, we call him. And then, you know, we write, and we talk, and, you know, I have, you know, mommy and me times, and I'm pretty much with her a lot. And you know, she hates when I have to go to auditions or meetings and things like that, but she does, mommy, can I come with you? But, you know, she gets it. She understands what this is. And, you know, when people come up to me in the mall, she's like, oh, they know you're from Girlfriends, mommy. Oh, gosh. She's just so flippant about it. But and she's like, oh, God, not another. You know, but she's funny. But
I love it.
She's hilarious. But she's in dance. She's in gymnastics. And, you know, she's very autonomous. She told me she wants to be a director. So
okay.
It's good. Yeah, she's real clear about what she wants to be and what she wants to do. you know, you can't be everything at every time, you know?
There's
no perfect mother. And it's the mothers that are like, oh, I'm perfect. Those are the ones you have to be a little scared of, because I'm always a work in progress. I get scared that I'm not doing everything right. I'm just doing the best I can, you know?
That's
all you can do.
So what's a good personal day for you? How do you escape it all and just say woosah?
Oh, man. You know, when she has a sleepover or she's on her auntie, Goldie just has Goldie. I am at the beach. I love the water. I grew up in the Bay Area. So I'm one of those little black children who, my mother, we were always taking nature walks. I learned to swim in the ocean. I'm real fortunate for that. You know, I got teased a lot growing up about it, but now as an adult, I really take peace and pride in the fact that I'm comfortable with water and being out in the water. So that's what I do. Usually go to the beach or, you know, get myself a room by myself somewhere, and by the water. And I just chill out and I write and enjoy myself. I'm someone who really enjoys her own company. I'm just uncomfortable, you know. I love my friends, but I really love being alone too. Kind of a loner, but I know it's weird. Anyway.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I think I'm the same way too. You just kind of need to get away from everything. I mean, especially when you got kind of a fast paced life and family.
Yeah.
You definitely have to just say.
And do you ever just get sick of the sound of your voice? Like you just don't want to talk. Sometimes I just don't even want to hear my voice. I just want to be quiet. Yeah.
I love it. Golden, thank you so much for just, you know, chopping it up with us like girlfriends for real. And also, this should have been like Golden's reality, because you really, you know, let us in on some things. And just, you're a beautiful person and the things that you're doing. And please keep us in the loop with your poetry project. Like we say, once a key player, always a key player. So definitely let us be one of your media partners when you're doing new and fresh things.
Oh, I am so thankful and so appreciative of this moment. Thank you so much. It was the highlight of my day. I appreciate it.
Golden, you're more than welcome. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever considered Broadway?
You know, when I was in New York, I went to school in New York. I did a little off Broadway, as they say. But I would be open to it. Now that my daughter's getting a little bit older and we have family there, my mom is in Connecticut and her dad's mother is in Albany. So yeah, I mean, I definitely have more of a resource there now for her. So I would definitely be open now.
Okay. Well, then maybe we'll see you then on Broadway.
Yeah, girl.
Don't front on us that we prophesied that we might see you on Broadway. Then you get on Broadway and be like, hey, girl.
Oh, girl, nah. One thing about me, I preach what I say, and I say what I preach. I do not. I am not wishy-washy, but I remember everything. If I come to the girl, if I come to New York just to work, I'm calling you.
Okay.
I'll find you.
I got you.
You better.
All right. Well, Golden, thank you so much. Listen, follow Golden Brooks on social media. Watch Hollywood Divas. Listen, support this woman. She's doing good things, and we got to support that, okay? God bless you.
All right.